It's July 4th. Yes, the Independence Day holiday in the US and the anniversary of the death of three American presidents, Adams, Jefferson, and Monroe. It was on this day in 1996 that the merger between the Brisbane Bears and the Fitzroy Lions in the AFL became official. The Brisbane Lions would play in the 1997 season. A young Michael Voss at the time said there was a real passion in that last game they played against each other.
Fitzroy were very pumped up and managed to kick a few goals than what we would have liked.
And it was on this day in 2003 that the great Barry White died at the age of 58. To the July 4th birthdays, playwright Neil Simon is 91. He wrote the Broadway hits The Odd Couple, California Suite, and Brighton Beach Memoirs, all turned into movies. He always wrote in notepads.
Because it's like writing sheet music. You get to see as much as you can in one glance of the eye, so you could see if there's too many long speeches.
Fresh off the back of winning a Logie, Aussie actor Ray Maher is 74, best known for playing Alf Stewart in Home and Away. He now holds the Guinness Book World Record for the longest serving actor in an Australian series.
Yeah, she also said you might be looking for a job. Does that mean you're going to be staying around for a while?
Tennis great John Alexander is 67 today. He was the youngest player to represent Australia in Davis Cup. These days, he's a commentator.
Crowds often don't understand that are unsensitive to it, and they show their displeasure.
John Waite is 66, an incredible career. He was a member of the Babies in the 70s and Bad English in the 90s. In between, he had this big solo hit. Finally, special birthday today for one of the key members of INXS. Kirk Pengilly is 60. His sax gave some of the band's biggest hits their unique sound. There you go. Happy 4th of July.